Hey, blind dog, guess what?
What?
It's podcast day and we're on the road.
Yes, we are.
Let me get on the highway and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay with Blind Hog and Acorn.
Well, welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the Acorn.
I'm the Blind Hog.
And we had to make an emergency run to Tractor Supply.
Oh, boy.
And why did we have to go to Tractor Supply?
You tell them.
It's because I could not leave well enough alone.
I'd hate to say this is the time that's ever happened.
Well. Blind Hog fired up the Massey Ferguson tractor. It sat idle all winter long. The engine caught, took off like a champ. He pulled out of the tractor barn, and I saw that a tire was low.
And it was one of the big tires that's got wood in it also.
Yeah, so we brought the tractor to the house, and Blind Hog fired up the big air compressor, and we filled up the tire, but, oh, what did Acorn say?
Let's check the other tire.
But I can't get the valve stem cover off.
But we can with a pair of pliers.
Only to have the valve stem depart in your hand. And is that hissing noise?
The air and the liquid in the tire.
Yeah, so of course we don't have any bare valve stem components. And the closest place to get anything was at Willis Springs Tractor Supply on a Saturday afternoon.
Only 37 miles from home.
Yeah, so we came, we went. We got the stuff, and we are on our way back home.
So things are okay so far.
Well, you know, now the valve stem on that big tire is a two-part thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's expensive. It's fancy. It's made for liquid and air, so it's got a double unit.
Well, I wouldn't say it's expensive. I mean, we got two valve stem innards for $5 and a quarter.
That's expensive when you look at a valve stem. It probably costs 37 cents or something.
Well, I'm hoping we'll unscrew the broken part and screw back in the new part.
Just that easy.
Just that easy. Fingers crossed.
I think you were saying that's going to be just about like trying to change the element in a hot water heater without turning the water off.
Kind of like pulling the tablecloth out from the table setting.
That's easy. We see that on TV or in the movies all the time.
Well, hello, Fabic. Fabic Caterpillar, wave our friends. This way, hopefully, if we can get this thing done, then tomorrow you can brush hog that paddock that we just moved the cows and goats out of.
Shoot, yeah, I wouldn't want to miss out on a day of work.
It's going to be nice.
As a matter of fact, that's what I told when you'd gone to Springfield. To see my doctor specialist who specializes in retinas, and he informed me that he was getting ready to retire. And I told him, well, my other eye doctor had just retired. And he said, yeah, he knew that. And I said, well, I said, the only thing about retiring is you have to remember, retire, there's no days off. He said, you know, I hadn't thought like that.
Yeah. But.
That's what I'm trying to tell. There's no days off. Got me set up for tomorrow.
Yep, yep. Get it done. Get it done. But I was pleased with the way the Ferguson fire dried up. I mean, that was great.
It's been doing really good for us.
Hey, come on.
61 tractor.
That tractor is dear to my heart.
And it should be.
And it should be. Tell you what, the highway patrol is out today.
Yeah, we've seen a few,
Troopers. So.
That's what you get. Sitting on Easter weekend.
Yeah, well. Let's see. But, you know, we've been a beautiful, I mean, it's been cold in the mornings, in the low 20s.
We've had some real, two or three days of frost, haven't we?
Yeah.
That'll take care of our fruit trees.
Well, the peach trees are just now starting to pop buds.
The plum trees are really out.
Yeah.
The Asian pears really come out totally. I'm hoping that they haven't been hit that bad because until last year, they've been terrific.
Yep.
We haven't missed them at all. The other, I don't think we've had a plum in about, it seemed like, forever.
Well, the frosts just nail them, big time.
That's what you get when you live down the hole.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did see the first wild phlox blooming, and you know what that means.
Well, that's what you said. You said you're going to think it's going to be some mushrooms.
Yep, morels will start popping up. It's been kind of dry the past week, so I think we need a run. And I believe that might be coming on Thursday. Set a little bit of a rain Wednesday or Thursday. I don't think it was Tuesday. So that'll be nice. Get a little bit of a rain, pop those rooms up. There you go.
I'll be mine. Normal self and pick one or two.
Hey, you found some last year.
Tell you what, somebody as blind as I am, it's hard to find mushrooms.
Use those, truffle pig.
Yeah, if I was sniffing them out, that'd be a different lesson.
Think we could train Sam to be a truffle pig?
Yeah, he'd probably tear them apart. Well, he goes after those moles.
Yeah, yeah. But we sold some goats this week.
Yes, 6 goats.
Out of 14.
And Mary Jane just got a call from a guy that wants the other 8. So he's supposed to come this Friday.
Yep. Hot dog. Sell them all. These are goats. They're actually last year's kids. We held them back thinking that we might just keep them and eat them as future mama goats. And we did not breed them on purpose because we wanted them to grow. Grow. You can breed a goat when they're 7, 8 months old, but boy, does it ever stunt them.
It really pulls them down.
So
I don't think they ever come after that.
Well, it takes them a while. I mean, look at little Clementine, this black goat who was one of last year's kids. Somehow she out and got bred, and sure enough surprised us, single doling. And, you know, that kid right now almost seems to be 1/4 mama's size, which is kind of funny.
Well, that little kid's doing pretty well.
Kid's growing good.
It's doing real well, but
mama's
she's still pretty small, like the rest of them.
So yeah.
We'll see if she comes back. She's really doing pretty well.
Well, doing the math on the goats that we've got enough mama goats right now.
I think we do.
And now that I'm going to be breeding the dairy goats to the Savannah meat bugs, we're going to get crossbred does from them, and we can hold those back replacements for our own if we want. They would do really well, I think.
Well, you know about that better than I do.
Well, in my mind, how I see it working, so. driving. Well, here we are.
What else have we done?
We sold goats.
We set up that new
grazing paddock.
Grazing paddock.
Yep. So we got three more spools of electric twine. Oh, there's that big herd of hare sheeps. Look at all them ships up there.
There's about one
more. So then divided the 2.5 acres, maybe 3 acres, into two halves with stepping posts and three runs of electric twine, hooked it up to the power, which knock wood was, the power runs now all the way around to the back garden, and it wasn't shorted out. I don't believe that, but it's true.
Surely there's a tree or a fall
on that wire? No, because when I went back out, I tested the wire at the top of the spools, and they were reading 7.1, which is dang good.
It's real good, especially for goats. Goats
tell me, Blind Hog, is the fence wire hot enough?
As a matter of fact, I tested it out today.
And what were you doing when you tested it?
I went across a gate that had a wire running close to the gate. I was going to scoot down in between the gate and that wire and wire with my leg, and
were you
made a nautical expression.
Were you straddle the wire at the time?
No. I just hit it from the side. Then I had to straddle the wire out of there. So that was even trickier.
I was down at the garden, and I was on my, and I heard this noise, and I thought, well, that sounds like Glenn. And I look, and there's goats looking at me. I thought, nah, it wouldn't have been Glenn. It's just one of these goats.
Well, it was Glenn.
Look, there's another trooper.
He's got his lights on. Has he just got through finishing somebody off?
I think he did.
Ah, that's three we've seen.
Look at me in the speed limit.
Well, you better.
I know how to speed limit.
If you have to.
If I have
to. When you see that many state troopers in that short distance,
I tell you what.
Like around here, you usually don't see one over 50
no.
miles or so.
No. Let's see. So I'm getting the garden ready, planting. We went and we got four rolls of chicken wire to rabbit-proof the garden and to goose-proof my beds.
Inside the garden?
Yeah. Because right now the geese can walk all around inside the garden. However, we've got that field fence and rabbits and varmints just come through that like nothing.
Like water.
Yeah. So the 1-inch chicken wire all the way around the perimeter and making sure that all the little low spots are filled in with rocks. And then that'll keep the varmints out, but then geese, I need to keep them off the raised beds, and they're heavy stomping around in there with the asparagus, and once that asparagus starts up, I don't need them breaking off the stalks.
No. We'll leave our asparagus alone.
So.
It'll work. It'll come okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have chicken wire everywhere.
Yep.
So that's your 2-inch chicken wire. Is it 2 or 1.5 inches?
Yeah.
That a friend of ours had used it to keep his dogs in the yard. So he gave that to us before Steve and them moved. But it's a little bit larger. I don't know. Probably a little bunny could probably go through it.
I think good. And actually, I can double wrap those and make some nice cages, because I think I've got to put something around those four little blueberry bushes that we've got.
Those new ones?
Yes. I don't know if it's a rabbit or the geese, I've clipped them back as well.
Well, we got to cover them before.
So we
zap too much.
We need to make, you know, protective cages for them. And hopefully the two ginkgo tree garden from where the rabbit barked them, gnawing on them. I hope they're not dead.
Well, you've been wanting a ginkgo tree for years, and now you got one.
I got two.
Well, maybe.
Do you think they're guaranteed, they're, you know, guaranteed to grow the first year will hold up to rabbit damage?
I don't know. I can't imagine it doing that.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a... I think the warranty would be in case you got the blight or something happened to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe they'll make it.
Yeah.
We need to put some of that plastic twist stuff that you put on the edge or something, or put a piece of... wrap it with something.
Well, I did wrap it with foil insulation. I made sleeves and stapled them.
Oh, that may do all right, at least for a while.
Yeah. So I've got that. Other than it being cold, it's been beautiful weather. Today it actually got up near 70, 72. So.
It's going to be spring before you know it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll be... my usual mystic self.
Ah.
See, she drives good.
I'm looking over there at that smoke from that farm.
I know, that's why you ran off the side of the road.
Yeah, well, keep your eyes on the road, your hand on the wheel. So, Mountain Grove.
Right on along.
Yeah.
So we're Ford is out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ford, S and H.
There's a couple places up here where the troopers like to hide.
Well, they like to hide back there up on that
ramp.
Ramp, too.
So.
We got a couple more of them ramps before we get to our turnoff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? You about finished up the sculpture?
Yeah, just need to
make a
hanger. Gotta weld up a hanger for it. Figure out how we're gonna really hang it, attach the two together.
Yep.
But it's put together now and waxed, slicked up. Mary Jane will have to put a picture. She may be waiting to be hanging at these.
Well, I did put a picture of it in progress on the website a week or two ago. Or maybe it was just last week that I put it on there. But, oh, the sun. Could it get any more out of the west?
That's what you get when you drive directly into the west. It's like late in the afternoon.
Yeah. But, well, it's still up high enough, which is kind of nice. Well, let's see. The geese eggs are going tonight. I get to candle the chicken eggs. Woo!
Candle the goose eggs? Was it been a week ago almost?
Uh-huh. Last Thursday. So... candle them, and I had 14 goose eggs, and I definitely saw 10 embryos. But the goose egg shells are so thick that I didn't want to toss those others out quite yet. So.
No, I'm... Well, you're going to do those again pretty soon, right?
Yeah, yeah. The chicken eggs, I've got two foam insulators. One, the chicken eggs are in, and I've got automatic churner trays in that, and the eggs rock back and forth all day long. The goose eggs are just laying horizontal on a tray, and I have to manually turn them times a day. And so I've got an X in red and an X in green on opposite sides of the eggs, so I turn them all one color and then turn them all back the other color.
Perfect work for a nurse midwife. Certified at that.
I'm bona fide. Bona fide, so. Get the eggs candled and see. Some of the eggs were near 2 weeks old, so I don't know how viable they will be. But we did have them in a container that was breathable. I probably sprayed them with a little bit of mist. I didn't even think about doing that. Did that with the goose egg, not the chicken eggs. But they were held at about 50, 55 degrees, perfect temperature to hold your hatching eggs. The more you...
That's right. I did not know that.
Now you do. So that's your fun fact.
Yeah. If I could just retain fun facts.
Yeah. There's a lot of people on the road.
The trucks are always on the road.
Yeah, they are. But the red bud are blooming. The wild cherries are blooming. Look at those elm trees are blooming.
Yeah, elms.
The white pear, you know, the Bradford pears that have gone rogue. Somebody's got them planted up there and then already spread and they've come across over on the side of the highway.
That was one of those things that wasn't supposed to happen, wasn't it?
That's right. You know, our county, you know how they've been talking about the big cicada hatch that's coming up?
That's mostly on the east.
Actually, I saw a map with all the cicada broods and where they're going to hatch and when, and our county was absent.
Oh, heck.
So we are marked safe from cicada invasion.
This is the one the big 17-year went in.
Mm-hmm.
I know we were in Virginia at the time when...
The last one. God, they were everywhere.
I mean, they're harmless. Just make a lot of noise.
They don't even have mouth. They don't eat when they hatch. When they come up after they've molted and they're out there flying around looking for it. Yep. I mean, they can't even eat. That's all they do.
Yep. Sex, sex, sex.
Just like a lot of moths. That's it. They've got their special purpose and they're out for it, so.
But they've got to let everybody know they're available.
That's right. Oh, remember when we were building the house down on the river and Danny was running that circular saw and the cicadas kept flying at him? Because it was like the perfect mating call. And and boy, it was like more than once or twice a day, he'd have one fly at the saw. It's like, I'm here, I'm here.
We have a few around each year.
Yeah. But nothing overwhelming.
No, well, luckily we're not part of that
mega brood.
Yeah, that big hatch out.
Yeah.
I guess it goes all the way down the East Coast. That last thing I'd read about it, they were talking about. We do remember when we were in Virginia that we were part of it there for sure.
Yep.
I know Fredericksburg was, especially.
Well, hopefully we'll get home and we'll be able to replace that valve stem part.
In the dark.
It's not going to be dark. We're going to be home in 20 minutes.
I'm Mary Jane.
We're on the... We, We're almost here at Norwood.
Almost?
Almost! At Norwood. So.
Especially if you can do it real quick.
Just. Oh, God, I hope it fits. They only had one size option. So.
Well, it seems like that's kind of pretty standard. I mean, they're not real big tires. Now, if you had real big 100, 200 horsepower tractor, it'd be another thing. But this is a nice little 1961, 35 horsepower gas, which runs like a champ. Can't really complain about that.
No.
Use it to grade with, and then to bush hog with.
I would like to put that one headlamp back on.
Well, you can.
Now that I've got the welder.
I guess you could do that with a welder. I know the wire's still hanging out there in front of it.
Yeah. Somebody had to roll the tractor over in the creek.
Was that when I knocked that off?
Yep.
Well, you know, that was, I guess that was the least of our, that actually turned out pretty good, considering that the tractor was upside down, and I was in it, and the creek was kind of, luckily the creek was just, it's literally a branch, I guess.
Oh, come on now. It's not like Herb flipping his car over and claiming that fish were swimming in it.
That was a pickup, yeah.
It wasn't that bad. You just backed up and fell over.
I was sober now.
There weren't fish in our creek.
had to turn it off, close off the gas, feed on it. And then go get the big tractor and pull it up out of there. But that was all it took. You were already thinking about a record. I said, oh, no, I think we can do this.
Well.
No, I was lucky on that. That was dumb.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't done a few dumb things in my life. That's just, I guess if I was a cat, that's one out of my nine.
So, let's see. I baked up a damn good batch of cookies. Don't you like those?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Chewy molasses cookies.
Do they really have molasses in them?
They sure do.
Well, I saw the recipe that said molasses cookies, but I didn't know if you'd ever adhere to a recipe.
I did. Okay, so when it says 2.5 teaspoons of this or that, you know that 3 teaspoons is a tablespoon. So do you think I'm going to count out 2.5 teaspoons of something? No.
No, I think you've got to put a splash in.
So let's give it a tablespoon of cloves, a tablespoon of cinnamon, and a tablespoon of powdered ginger. And that's why they're so good.
And a splash of molasses?
It actually called for half a cup.
Ooh, okay.
And I put the dark raisins in to help with the chewy. Oh, and then I added a big double handful of granola.
Well, that was good, too. Those are good cookies. Notice they didn't last very long.
Well, you know,
I
froze a whole bunch of dough already scooped out into balls, and it filled up 2-quart Ziploc bags. So we'll be able to bake up cookies tonight. No problem.
Well, that's one of the good things about your mass production there.
Tell you what, whenever you make a batch of cookies, if you don't want to eat them all at one time, you know, scooping out the dough with a little ice cream scoop, a little dough scoop, and freezing them on a cookie sheet, and then putting all the little frozen blobs of dough in a Ziploc, saving it for when you want to bake cookies later. I mean, that's just, why don't they teach you that? That should be like standard operating procedure.
Especially for a good wife.
Look, it's our exit already.
Right here in the cone.
Yeah.
Out the middle of nowhere.
So we'll just ease off here.
May get a little bumpier now.
What do you think? It might, you know, the road noise might actually die back a little bit.
Huh. You will be going a little. Did you turn it off? Okay.
No. So, let's see.
We'll find out.
Turn over here. Cross over the highway and start on the back road, and we'll be home in no time. But I tell you what, this road here is going to take all my concentration, this secondary road. So, I guess...
It's also concrete.
Well, you know, this is the old Highway 60 right here.
Yep.
So, I guess that's going to do it for me for this week.
We got enough time in?
We've done talked. We've talked it all, so.
Okay.
All righty, everyone. Y'all take care. I'm going to get us home, and we're going to put in that new tire valve, and I'll take pictures to prove it.
You hear a big holler, you'll know something went wrong.
All righty. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.